The Scars of the Saints by Thomas Watson. Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 26. Meditate on the sovereignty of Christ's love. In the Old Law, God passed by the noble lion and the eagle and took the dove for sacrifice. That God should pass by so many of noble birth and abilities, and that the lot of free grace should fall upon me, oh, the depth of divine grace! How invincible is the love of Christ! It is strong as death. Song of Solomon 8, verse 6. Death might take away Christ's life, but not his love. Neither can our sin wholly quench that divine flame of love. The church had her infirmities, her sleepy fits. Song of Solomon 5, verse 2. But though blacked and sullied, yet she is still Christ's dove. Christ could see the faith and wink at the failing. He who painted Alexander drew him with his finger over the scar on his face. Just so, Christ puts the finger of mercy over the scars of the saints. He will not throw away his pearls for every speck of dirt. That which makes this love of Christ the more stupendous is that there was nothing in us to excite or draw forth his love. He did not love us because we were worthy, but by loving us, he made us worthy. Serious meditation on the love of Christ would make us love him in return. Who can tread by meditation upon these hot coals of Christ's love and his heart not burn in love to him? Meditation on Christ's love would set our eyes abroach with tears. Oh, that we should sin against so sweet a Savior! Had we none to abuse but our best friend? Must we give him more gall and vinegar to drink? Oh, if anything can dissolve the heart into mourning, it is the unkindnesses we give to Christ. When Peter thought of Christ's love to him, this made his eyes to water. Peter went out and wept bitterly. This Puritan devotional has been brought to you by Grace Gems, a treasury of ageless sovereign grace writings. Please visit our website at www.gracegems.org, where you can browse and freely download thousands of choice books, sermons, and quotes, along with select audio messages. No donations accepted. Thank you.